that.
All right, live from Exotica, New Jersey, 2014, day 3. We're here with Mr. Mick Blue. How you doing, sir?
I am doing phenomenal. Absolutely awesome.
All right. How's your weekend been?
It's great so far. A little bit tiring, but yeah. But yeah, it's a great experience. Super cool people here.
Yeah. Did you go to any of the parties or any of the nightlife?
We went yesterday night. We went to the Sapphire.
Yeah,
yeah, because Annika and I, we wanted to see the girls perform.
Mm-hmm. I was there.
You were there too. Yeah. All right. Who was your favorite?
I don't know. It's hard to say. They all brought something different to the show. There, it's hard to pick a favorite.
It's a very political answer.
Yeah.
I will answer the same thing.
Exactly. So let me ask you: how long you been in the business now?
I started in the year 2000, so it's 14 years now.
Okay, and how did you get your start in the industry?
All right, like the really, really, really first thing ever, you know, I think it was like end of 1999, mm-hmm. Beginning 2000, and I still had an office job, mm-hmm. but I always had kind of like the fascination of porn, mm-hmm. so I answered on a newspaper internet,
yeah.
or newspaper ad,
yeah.
where they were looking for amateur males who are willing to pay $100 to perform in an orgy with a few other girls, you know, or something like that. And I was like, yeah, I can pay $100 to do it.
Yeah.
Of course.
So you had to pay them.
I had to pay them, you know, so that I was able to do whatever they do. Because what they did was, it's kind of like they take the money from the 20 guys
mm-hmm.
That pay and pay the girls with the money the 20 guys pay. You know what I mean?
So that's a nice little scam they got going on.
It was a scam. I mean, they were promising like if you do it 3 times, they're gonna make you a star and they're gonna bring you to all the other people. But it didn't happen. You know, the only thing what came out of it was that somehow I got the contact to the Austrian Contact magazine over that,
mm-hmm.
and the owner he had like a sex contest going on,
mm-hmm.
Where I think 25 guys were and 5 girls,
mm-hmm.
and kind of like he knew that I'm going to be able to perform,
mm-hmm.
because I did the other stuff before. So me and another guy, we were kind of like pre-selected for the gaming thing, and it was kind of like either him or I gonna win the thing,
mm-hmm.
and that got the whole thing started. Because then after I won that contest, I did a photo shoot for somebody else, and the other person had a contact to Germany,
mm-hmm.
and then after that, in the year 2000, mm-hmm. I did my first real video shoot, mm-hmm. for Harry S. Morgan. Mm-hmm. Maybe you remember him. He sadly died already, mm-hmm. 2 years ago, I think, for the company Videorama in Paris,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, the first real scene I ever did, I popped too early. But it was.
Who can blame you?
No, I mean, what you need to understand is like,
yeah.
I've never been on a professional set.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, and the director only said like, okay, you are an assistant detective,
mm-hmm.
and you need to capture this Czech girl,
mm-hmm.
because she runs away from you. You capture her, you bring her into the room, mm-hmm. you start having sex to her, and you have anal sex with her. That's all he said.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my fucking God, the first time in my life I can put my penis into an asshole, you know, from this beautiful Czech girl.
Mm.
And so I was like, I was so excited, you know, and I started having sex with her, and I didn't waste much time,
yeah.
to put it in her ass, and it was feeling good.
Yeah.
And so I decided myself, you know, to pop whenever I felt like, because yeah. nobody told me that need to be a certain time.
You didn't know any better.
I didn't know any better. And then of course I popped, and the director was super angry, and he had to bring in David Perry as stunt cock for the pictures,
yeah.
and stuff like that. And that almost broke my neck, because you know, you think you do something right, and then you get screamed at, you know, and pushed down and stuff like that. So like the rest of the week, it was really hard for me to keep my edge. And then also the other three times when I went down there, and I almost finished, you know, like I said, like, you know what, it's not for me. I'm gonna quit. And I still went to the Venus in Berlin in the year 2000. And I made a few contacts, and then 2001, I got calls, and I went to Ibiza for a German company for a week. And there everything was feeling so much nicer and so much more comfortable, and I was like, okay, I can do this now. And that's how it started after again.
Okay. How did you eventually make your way to the US?
It was in the year 2004, in September, when I came the first time to the US. And it was kind of like, I was working in Europe till then, and I met the French performer on set in Europe. It was in Budapest. His name was Tristan. And he said, he told me, it's like, yeah, I know everybody in America, blah, 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 stuff like that. You should come with me. We share the hotel room and stuff like that. And so I was like, hey, you know what? Yeah, I can do that, you know? So I'm very thankful for him that he convinced me to fly over there. The thing was, once we arrived, I found out pretty fast, you know, that he didn't really know everybody, and that he also didn't have a reservation for the Oakwood Apartments at the time. So we got really, really lucky that Mark Spiegler was kind of like so kind and let us sleep on his couch for the first 2 weeks. And that's how I started in America. It's like, without Mark, I wouldn't be here, you know? It's like, he was the first guy, you know, who basically picked me up, you know, and said, like, okay, you can sleep on the couch. And then you remember Anabolic, Diabolic. It's kind of like he set it up that I met Sal Genoa when he was still working for Anabolic. And I come in there in the office, and Tristan came in there too, and we introduced ourselves. And Sal said, I will never forget, he took one of his magazines. He's like, okay guys, you threw the magazine to me and one to Tristan, and he said, like, here, make a dick hard, call me when you're hard, and then we talk. And so we look at each other, it's like, okay, like my magazine, make the dick hard, you know, like a few minutes, Tristan a few minutes. We say, like, hey, Sal, we ready? He comes in, it's like, oh, great, what are you doing today afternoon, you know? And boom, we did the first scene.
He was auditioning you there.
No, that was the audition. It was very usual, like, even before I worked the first time for Holly Randall in the United States, I had to drive up to her ranch, and same story, you know, it's like the assistant girl, you know, she was like, hey, nice to meet you, make a dick hard and call me when you're ready. There, I didn't have a magazine, but didn't matter. Sorry.
Well, that's one of the, you know, I'm sure most guys look at a job with envy and think it's the greatest job in the world, but that's one of the things that's, you know, not always the funnest part of it is, you know, having to perform right there on the spot with everybody watching in front of the lights.
It can be sometimes extremely stressful, especially if you don't know the people, or if you put in situations where it's too hot or too cold, or I don't know, like late at night or early in the morning, you know, it's not always
on a hard desk or a granite countertop or
or even with a girl that just had a nervous breakdown, where you need to calm the nerves from the girl first, then you calm your own nerves, and then you're like, okay, now work mode, and we're gonna perform now and try to make it great. You know, it's like, it's not always an easy job. But the good thing is, the longer you do it, the more you see, and the less things can bring you out of balance, I would say.
Yeah, it does seem like most of the best performers do tend to be the older guys in their 30s and their 40s.
I think it's all about the experience. It's like, Like when you are a carpenter, in the beginning you don't know how to do it, yeah. And then if you do it for 10 years, everything is just so much easier, yeah. And faster. Exactly, it's a practice, and in our industry it's the same thing. If it comes down to positions, or if it comes down to the mind game with the girls, because sometimes you just need to comfort the girls before you work to get out a good scene and to make them feel comfortable, or I don't know, or sometimes if you have a bad day, which happens to everybody, like it's no lie, you just need to know how to work the tricks, you know, like, yeah. So that the camera doesn't realize, or that you just go through it, you know.
In addition to being a performer, you're also a director as well.
Yes, I am. Yes. Since 2004 as well. Yeah.
For multiple studios, I know Elegant Angel and the Third Degree and a bunch of different companies.
Yeah, like I directed for lots of studios over the last 10 years. Like you say, it's Third Degree, Zero Tolerance, also Diabolik a little bit, when Diabolik merged with Third Degree and Zero Tolerance, then for Elegant Angel, many years under a different director's name, Grazer. Then I did a little bit for Smash Pictures, and recently I also shot a movie for Hard X, a POV movie, which I like to do. I really like POV scenes. It's just like one of my own fetishes. Yeah. And I do stuff for the European market, a company called Magma Films. And it's a very fun thing because I can wear my Bavarian lederhosen and Benz.
Yeah, I've seen even that outfit.
and I do activities with the lederhosen, and then I meet girls randomly and I have sex with them, and it's a fun thing, you know.
Yeah. Well, we about to wrap it up. 7 o'clock. They're fixing to kick us out. So, what do you got coming up,
girls?
Ooh, that's always a difficult question. You know, I think it's easier to answer for girls because they have all the showcase movies or things like this coming up. For me, I recently did the first boy girl scene for Eva Lovely or Eva Lovitt or something like that. Maybe you know her?
Oh, yeah, Eva Lovia, yeah. Girl performer, little short petite brunette.
For Reality Kings, Greg Lansky was directing it. I was highly surprised about that, about her performance. She was extremely natural and flawless in everything she did. I recently just did like a bunch of DP scenes for Hard X, like Carter Cruz with Eric.
Yeah.
Was great. We did also London Kisses. She did even Double Anal.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
I know I was talking to Dakota Sky back in the Miami show. She said she did her second anal scene with you and she loved it. She said you were the guy who made her love anal.
I remember that. And to be said, it was a great experience in the end, but like she was really, really afraid in the beginning.
Inexperienced,
you know, and we made it work together.
Must have done some right, because she was raving about you.
Once it was there, you know, it's like with girls, if they don't do so much anal, you know, and like if they don't know their body secret, it's always like the first 5 minutes where it's a little bit difficult.
Yeah.
But once they are in the comfort. Yeah. And once they are relaxed and stuff like this, then you can push it, and then you experience things where you're like, oh my God, where did that come from, you know? And Dakota is one of those girls. I mean, she's great to work with, you know. And I think I'm going to do another scene with her in December, a boy boy girl anal scene.
Okay.
So let's see how that's gonna go.
Okay.
But like, yeah, she's definitely a really good one.
All right, so where can the fans contact you at?
The fans can contact me over Twitter, MickBlueXXX, as well as Instagram, MickBlueXXX. I think that's the easiest way to do so.
And on ADT.
Of course, and on ADT, you know. Right on my forum, and ADT, you know.
All right, sir, well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, and we hope to see you again soon.
Absolutely, thank you so much.